Welcome to Falun Gong News Direct from China and around the world from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Netherlands, how do you achieve serenity during meditation? California, a spiritual touch to the Bok Kai Festival. Canadian Parliament condemns China's organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners. Escaping detention from a locked door without a key. A seven-day journey to heaven from hell. And village leader promises to protect Falun Gong practitioners. Now for the stories.
Netherlands. How do you achieve serenity during meditation? Falun Gong practitioners held an event in downtown Amsterdam to tell people about the peaceful meditation practice of Falun Gong on March 21st, heralding the arrival of spring. Drawn by the tranquil exercise music and gentle exercise movements, many people stop to ask questions and learn more. What is Falun Gong? What's on your mind during meditation? Asked a city officer as he was watching the exercise demonstration. He became even more interested after hearing practitioners answer his questions and reading the display boards on hand. He asked, how do you achieve serenity during meditation? Local residents and visiting tourists learned about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, including the forced organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners. Many signed a petition to show their support and express their hope that the brutality would soon end. The display was set up adjacent to Chinatown, and numerous Chinese people were able to visit. Two were willing to learn the exercises, and three decided to quit the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, after learning about its horrific brutality. California, a spiritual touch to the Bok Kai Festival. The annual Bok Kai Festival and Parade in Marysville, California, is one of the oldest festivals in the state. Firecrackers, dragons, and lion dances are part of Chinese tradition. This year, the Falun Dafa Association added a spiritual touch to the festivities. Marysville, an agricultural city established during the Gold Rush era, is 40 miles north of Sacramento. According to the event organizer, the Buckeye Parade honors Buckeye, the Chinese water god who protects Marysville from flooding. The parade and festival, which is believed to be the longest continually held parade in California, started as far back as the 1850s. It was celebrated this year on March 21st and 22nd. Irving, a young man who recently moved to Marysville from Los Angeles, came to the festival looking for advice on cultivation. When the lion dancers were knocking on storefronts to offer blessings, Irving entered the old Bok Kai Temple, which is Buddhist, but he left disappointed. At the Falun Dafa booth, he was pleased to find out that this is a genuine cultivation practice. He purchased a copy of Juan Falun, the primary guide to Falun Dafa cultivation practice in English. He wrote down his email to be notified where he could learn the exercises and practice with the group. A young Chinese lady talked to a practitioner for a long time. She was interested in learning the details of Falun Dafa and its benefits. She said she would bring her parents and her child to learn the exercises in Sacramento. When someone told her it was nearly an hour's drive away, she said, "That's not far at all."
Canadian Parliament condemns China's organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners. The Parliament of Canada Subcommittee on International Human Rights released a statement condemning the harvesting of organs from living Falun Gong practitioners imprisoned for their beliefs in China, citing persistent and credible reports of systematic state-sanctioned organ harvesting from non-consenting prisoners of conscience. The subcommittee said it expresses its deep concern over credible allegations that prisoners of conscience and members of religions and ethnic minority groups, including but not limited to practitioners of Falun Dafa and Uyghurs in the People's Republic of China, are being executed for the purposes of harvesting and transplanting their organs. The above was published on February 3, 2015, in an amended statement by the Parliament of Canada Subcommittee on International Human Rights of the Standing Committee on Foreign Affairs and International Development. The original statement was passed on November 6, 2014. The amendment was passed after two hearings with testimony by David Mattis, David Kilgore, Ethan Gutman, and Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting. Traveling abroad for illegal and unethical transplants. The subcommittee adopted the amended statement after hearing testimony, saying that the gap between the supply of and demand for donor organs has given rise to a number of unethical and illegal practices. Individuals on transplant lists often must wait years for an organ to become available legally in Canada or elsewhere. Desperate to live, these individuals may decide to travel abroad for the transplant to a country where they can purchase an organ. Sadly, the organs in this global trade are often taken without consent from the world's poorest people and from those most vulnerable to exploitation. Witnesses indicated that police, military, and medical professionals in a number of regions of China were involved in illegal organ harvesting, implicating doctors, researchers, hospital and clinical staff, as well as justice sector professionals. Ending the atrocities. In its call to end the transplantation of organs from living or deceased donors without consent, the subcommittee said, "Encourage Canadian medical professionals, scientists, researchers, and their professional organizations, as well as regulatory bodies, to continue their efforts to put an end to illegal, unethical transplantation practices. Calls on medical and scientific professionals and regulatory bodies to name, shame, and ostracize individuals, institutions, and their affiliates involved in the forced harvesting and trafficking of human organs. Calls on the Government of Canada to consider ways to discourage and prevent Canadians from taking part in transplant tourism where the organs have not been obtained in an ethical, safe, and transparent fashion."
Escaping detention from a locked door without a key. I often go out to distribute materials exposing the persecution of Falun Gong, as many people are still being misled by the Chinese Communist Party's propaganda against the practice. Once a fellow practitioner and I were passing around Falun Gong informational materials when an elderly woman yelled for us to stop. We obliged, as my companion lives in the same village as she. The old lady grabbed my friend's arm and insisted that we go to her house. She wouldn't let go of her grip no matter what we said, so we relented and followed her to her house, where we saw her son and daughter-in-law. We explained to the young couple what Falun Gong was and why they should quit the CCP. Both agreed, but the mother still called in the local police to arrest us. "I know you guys are all good people." When we told the arresting officer that we broke no law by practicing and spreading information about Falun Gong, one of them responded, "I know you guys are all good people, but we must do our jobs now that we were called in to make the arrest." While detained at the police station, we struck up a conversation with another officer assigned to keep watch on us. He told us that two practitioners once stopped by his house and urged him to quit the CCP. He said he did not reveal his identity for fear of scaring the practitioners. Instead, he simply listened before sending them off. The officer then added, "I know you guys are all good people, but you should have stayed home to avoid being arrested." Locked door opens without a key. Around bedtime that night, the guard on duty locked the door and tucked the key under his pillow before going to sleep. My friend and I decided that it was time to take off once we figured the guard was sound asleep. We managed to free our hands from the handcuffs, but we couldn't open the door as it was locked. Looking at the barred windows, we knew the only way out was through the locked door. We prayed to Master Li, the founder of Falun Gong, in our hearts. "Teacher, we must leave this place. Please open the door for us." When we turned the knob again, the door opened. We learned from an insider that the police could not believe their eyes when they saw from the surveillance video that we indeed escaped through the locked door without a key. A 7-day journey to heaven from hell. I'm a Falun Dafa practitioner in Liaoning Province, China. I would like to share how Falun Dafa saved me when I needed it most. The darkest day of my life was July 28, 2010, when my doctor told me I wouldn't live more than 100 days. I had advanced ovarian cancer. Even though I had seen all the renowned specialists I could possibly find, I was told that no medical treatment could save me. Chemotherapy had caused all of my hair to fall out. After surgery to remove a tumor, another tumor the size of an egg had emerged. I had repeated heart attacks. I could see the shadow of death lingering around me and attempting to take me away. Fear and desperation filled my heart. I hoped for a miracle. On August 20th, my sister braved a torrential storm to bring me the book Juan Falun as I lay in my hospital bed. The moment I grasped the book in my pale hands was the turning point in my life. My condition improved continuously as I read the book. One morning, 7 days later, I was well enough to read the book for half an hour while sitting up. I then got off my bed and walked to the door easily. At around 3:30 p.m. the same day, I started having a high fever. The doctors could not explain why. I also experienced terrible pain all over my body. I was rushed to the emergency room again and put on intravenous drips until 8 p.m. But my temperature continued rising and I started having diarrhea. My friend asked me, "Is it because you read the book?" I called my sister. She rushed to the hospital in the rain and told me, "Master is cleansing your body." I said, "Thank you, Master." I knelt down on the bed and bowed in deep respect. The next morning, my doctor showed up with new lab test results. He asked me, "What kind of elixir of life have you taken? Your tumor is gone. All your lab tests turned out normal. You are healthy now." All the noise in the room stopped. Everyone looked at me. "I read Juan Falun for only 7 days," I replied. The people who heard me widened their eyes in shock. My doctor kept saying, "It's a miracle." My friend clapped her hands happily and said, "Falun Gong is really great." I couldn't stop my tears from flowing. After a great deal of time had passed, all I could say was, "Let me go home and follow Master." In just 7 days, I had experienced a journey from hell to the path to heaven. It was only 168 hours. Falun Gong saved me as my life was slipping away. I don't know exactly how, but compassionate Master cleansed my body, lifted me out of hell, eliminated my karma, and gave me a new life. News of the miracle spread among all the people who know me and even those who don't. Seeing how healthy and happy I have become, everyone can't stop praising Falun Gong. Falun Gong is truly great.
Village leader promises to protect Falun Gong practitioners. The following took place in a village in China where several Falun Gong practitioners live. The leader of the village visited a practitioner's home. Smiling, he said, "Hello, sister. Please continue to let people know about Falun Gong." Surprised, the practitioner asked him what made him say that. The leader replied, "You Falun Gong practitioners are such good people. One of you found a wallet with 3,000 yuan in cash, a gold ring, and a bank book in it. Instead of keeping it herself, she went to look for the owner. She discovered that the wallet belonged to the technician who was visiting our village to teach us how to grow mushrooms. A dozen villagers witnessed the whole incident. Some of them said, 'I wouldn't have returned it. He makes a lot of money. only you practitioners would return a wallet to its owner. The village leader mentioned that the practitioner who found the wallet was a housewife with no income. If she hadn't lived by truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, he believed she might not have returned the wallet. After telling me this, the leader said, "Falun Gong is truly good. I will try my best to protect you and your fellow practitioners in our village from the Chinese Communist Party's persecution. You know what? The new road in our village was built for you to deliver truth clarification materials to every household." After that incident, the village leader and party secretary often read all the informational materials about Falun Gong and the persecution. The village leader and his family members have withdrawn from the CCP and its affiliated organizations. The party secretary had already quit the CCP a long time ago. I later learned that, after the wallet was returned, the technician's wife took out several hundred yuan to give to the practitioner as a reward, saying, "I thought we had lost the wallet for sure. By now, that money in the ring could have been yours." The practitioner said, "They are not mine. My master teaches us to follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Any practitioner would have done the same thing. Please keep your money. It's not necessary to give me anything." Since the practitioner was adamant about not accepting the monetary reward, the technician's wife bought a bag of snacks and food to give to the practitioner's six-year-old daughter. The practitioner's first thought was to return it, but after discussing it with another practitioner, she decided to accept it to acknowledge the technician's wife's gratitude. As Master said in teaching the Fa at the Western U.S. Fa Conference, quote, "You should be in keeping with ordinary people to the greatest extent while you cultivate," unquote. The technician's parents-in-law also visited the practitioner's home frequently to read Falun Gong materials, including Hongyan 3. They were happy to get Falun Gong calendars every year and told their neighbors to take the calendars as well. The technician's whole family also withdrew from the CCP.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.